我们继续来看以赛亚书中的神。
Let us continue to study the God in the book of Isaiah.
第一个，神是圣洁的。
First, God is holy.
所以以色列的圣者这一句话在以赛亚书出现了十几次。
And therefore, the term Holy One of Israel appeared in the book of Isaiah multiple times.
圣的意思就是分别。
The word holy means to be separated.
所以我们在这个地方圣洁就是跟世界有分别。
It means that to be holy, we need to be separated from the world.
我们所拜的神是圣洁的。
And the God whom we worship is holy.
所以为什么神要求我们要圣洁？
Why does God require us to be holy also?
那最后的原因，因为他是圣洁的。
It is because He is also holy.
所以我们要跟神建立关系我们需要过圣洁的生活。
So in order for us to have a relationship with God, we need to live a holy life.
因此 ，A 哈，道德的堕落、社会的不公义、灵性对神的不忠实这个都是会惹神的愤怒。
And so, under point A, we can see that moral decay, social injustice, and spiritual unfaithfulness all arouse God's anger.
所以敬拜神本身不只是一种观念上的认识。
Therefore, when we worship God, it's not only a concept of having a God to worship.
敬拜神本身包括我们整个生活上的改变。
If we were to truly worship God, we need to change our life completely.
改变我们的道德观念。
We need to change our moral standards and the way we live.
然后我们的社会生活。
And also the way we carry ourselves in the society.
包括我们做生意的方法。
Including the ways we make deals with others.
在神面前必须是对的。
We need to be righteous in front of God.
还有我们对神特别是对偶像这个要有分别。
We also need to separate ourselves from idols.
好像前几天有这个万圣节。
For example, a few days ago, there's a holiday, American holiday called the Halloween.
如果我们仔细去查考，这个是跟魔鬼有关系的。
And if we study this holiday further, we will find that this holiday has something to do with ghosts or Satan.
神是圣洁的。
And we know that God is holy.
对神的子民不应该在这一天跟他们一起在庆祝什么。
And as children of God, we should not celebrate with others on this Halloween.
第二点因为他是圣洁的，所以神会审判跟惩罚那个背叛的民。
Under point B, we learn that because God is holy, He will punish and judge the rebellious people.
所以背叛就是在神看起来这个就是一种罪。
The rebellious people are those who have committed sins.
第三点。
Point C.
主耶稣再来要审判这个世界。
During the second coming of Christ, he will judge the world.
那他的审判好像火一样。
And his judgment is like fire.
这个是从神圣洁的本身所发出来的作为。
And this is a natural consequence of God's holy nature.
就是他的愤怒，他的审判，到最后他的报应。
Because God is holy and because we're sinful, He will have anger towards us and He will punish us if we sin.
来看一节哈，以赛亚书第五章的十六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5 verse 16.
以赛亚书第五章十六节。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 16. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 16. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness.
我们如果读圣经更清读英文的更清楚神因为公平而崇高。
Because of judgment, God has been exalted.
这个英文说的 judgment 就审判了，神有这个审判的能力，所以神就变成非常的高。
Because of God having this power to judge, He has been exalted.
因为他如果没有高我们一等，他没有办法审判我们。
Because if he were not higher in his righteousness, he cannot judge us.
那他审判我们，表示他在我们之上。
The fact that he is able to judge us, it means that his righteousness surpasses ours.
那下面说，因为公义显为圣。
Because of his holiness, he has been hallowed as righteous.
所以我们祷告文说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Therefore, in the Lord's Prayer, we say that may all consider your name as righteous. 哦，
这个就是跟神的公义有关系。
And this has something to do with God's righteous nature.
哦，所以我们过一个公义的生活，一切都是对的啊，这样我们就能够把神的圣洁的本性显明出来。
And if we can do all things correctly and rightly in our lives, then we can manifest God's own righteousness as well.
所以了解神的本性啊，我们才知道我们的生活要怎么改变。
And so for us today, we need to understand God's holy nature in order for us to live a holy life.
啊，因为神是绝对的，不会改变，绝对的标准。
Because God's standard is constant and He will not change.
啊，神的标准是最后的标准。
And his standard is the final judgment.
啊，世界一切都在改变。
Everything in the world may change.
文化在改变。
Our culture may change.
道德标准在改变。
Our moral standards may change.
哦，潮流在改变。
There may be fashions or fads that change all the time.
观念在改变。
We may change our concepts.
只有一个不改变。
But there's only one that it does not change.
神的本性。
That is God's nature.
永远不变。
God's nature does not change.
所以人要改变像神。
And so we as people, we need to change to be more like God.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
So that we can have a better relationship with God every day.
不是把神解释到适合我们的需要，好像把神改变到适合我们。
We should not interpret God's nature or God's word according to suit our own needs.
那这样我们虽然信神，我们会堕落。
If we do this, even if we believe in God, our nature, our self will become corrupt.
好，我们再看32章以赛亚书17节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 32 verse 7.
32章17节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 7.
公义的果效必是平安，公平的效验必是平稳，直到永远。32章17节。
I'm sorry. Chapter 32 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
这个我们如果公义啊，做每一件事都在神看起来都是对的，它的果效就是平安。
So from here we learn that if we do everything in God's righteousness, and the fruit of that of those deeds will be peace.
所以怎么要有平安？当然你一直祷告神啊，给我平安，这很好。
So in order for us to have peace, we can pray and to ask God for peace.
但是还有一个方法，就是生活要改变。
But the other way to approach this is to live a righteous life.
每一件事情在神面前，我们所做的都是对的。
And if we can do everything correctly or rightly,
那神就跟我们同在。
God will be with us.
那我们就觉得很平安。
And then we will have this peace in our hearts.
良心没有亏欠。
And we will not have, our conscience will not rebuke us.
良心的亏欠你就没有平安。
Because we know that if our conscience rebukes us, then we will have no peace.
那良心为什么亏欠？
Why does our conscience rebuke us?
因为我们做的不对。
It is when we do something wrong.
那这个良心就是神的本性的一部分。
And so our conscience is actually a part of God's nature as well.
他是公义圣洁的。
And because He is holy and He's righteous.
那下面说公义的效验是平稳。
And it says here the effect of righteousness is quietness or assurance.
好呀，这英文翻作哈有两个，那跟中文差不多哈，平稳、平静、安稳。
It means to have quietness and to be assured.
这个 quietness 可以讲你心中很平啊，很安静。
And to have quietness means to have peace in our heart and to feel quiet.
稳呢就是很稳固。
And to have assurance means that we feel firm in our.
这是公义的果效。
And so these are the fruit of righteousness.
所以有的人你看他一时好像很。爬得很高很兴盛，但是到最后结果不是很好。
And so in this world we may observe some people who may achieve great heights, but we find that he or she has no peace.
可能里面有什么不公义的地方。
If when that happens we know that there's some unrighteousness in their heart.
所以啊，没有神同在，就你就没有平稳。
And so they lose the abidance of God and they lose their peace.
但是如果我们看圣经很多例子。
But in the Bible there are many examples.
一个人做神认为对的，这种人你推不倒。
we have many examples of righteous people who do everything according to God's will.
但尼里被丢到狮子坑里面。
For example, when Daniel was thrown to the lion's den.
到最后他还是起来。
Even though he suffered wrong, at the end he withstood the trials.
约瑟被卖到埃及。
We know that Joseph was sold into Egypt.
到最后他变宰相。
And at the end he became the governor.
因为人如果过一个神认为对的生活。
And so as people, if we live a righteous life,
神同在，这个人是平静安稳。
And if God is with us, we will live a life of quietness and assurance.
因为神是公义圣洁的。
Because God is righteous and He is holy.
所以我们人了解这一种，然后照这个原则去生活，这就是智慧。
And if we can understand this and live our lives according to this principle, then we have wisdom.
所以很多人很聪明，没有智慧。
There are many people who are smart or knowledgeable, but they are not wise.
所以生活没有平安。
And so in their lives, they have no peace.
那我们需要智慧。
And so we need this kind of wisdom to help us.
了解神是什么，了解神要怎么生活。
We should have this wisdom to understand God's nature and understand how we should live our lives.
平安能够平静安稳。
And so that we may enjoy peace and enjoy a life of quietness and assurance.
我们再看回来看啊，神是圣洁的。第二点。
Let us return to point number two. God is holy.
那既然神是圣洁的，所以人要拜神，那个起点是什么？
And once we understand God is holy, we need to understand how we might worship God. The origin or the motivation for us to worship, the starting point to worship God is to repent.
悔改使我们的信仰能够深化。
Repentance is there for us to deepen our relationship or our worship of God.
我们看这个以赛亚书里面，看以色列百姓的信仰啊，变得很表面。
In the book of Isaiah, we find that the worship of the people to God in the book of Isaiah was very superficial.
好像一个苹果，你看起来是有苹果的形状，那里面已经烂掉。
It is like an apple that looks good on the outside, but it is rotten on the inside.
你看他们表面上有在拜神，有在守节奉献。
Perhaps you saw that they worship God on the surface and they observe all the feasts.
再挖深一点，看他心里在想什么。你再看仔细一点，是生活怎样，完全都另外一回事。
But if you dug into their thoughts and how they carried out their lives inside their homes, you'll find that they lived as if they did not worship God.
结果神没有同在。
And so God left them.
所以这种信仰变成没有体验。
And so this type of faith became one that was dead.
那悔改从哪里开始？
And so where does repentance come from?
悔就是两个步骤，后悔还有改变。
And so repentance involves two different actions. First is to feel regret. The second is to change your behavior.
从内心开始。
And it starts from your heart.
那如果对自己的罪后悔，然后生活有改变，我们跟神的关系又重新建立起来。
If you were able to feel sorry for your past and change your behavior, then God will return to us.
那我们的灵性就深化，所以深就是进到灵里的深处，跟神在一起。
And our spiritual life will deepen and will get deep to a point where we can reach God.
首先我们要看以赛亚书在描写我们人的意向什么。
And first we need to study what righteousness, people's righteousness means from the book of Isaiah.
先看64章以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书64章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第六节。
Verse
6. 64章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6.
我们都像不洁的人，所有的义都是污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。这个地方请读。
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
人跟人相比有好人。
If we compare people, we will find that there are better people than others.
但是站在神绝对的圣洁的面前，我们的好都是污秽的。
But if we were to stand in front of the absolute holiness of God, the better ones of us fall short of His glory.
所以以赛亚要神要用他之前，第一个就是要让他感觉到他有罪。
So before God used Isaiah, He let him feel his sins.
那让他看到异象。
And so he allowed him to see a vision.
看到荣耀的神。
And he allowed him to see this glorious God.
啊、第一个感觉，我有罪了。
And so that he, for the first time, felt that he had sinned.
那怎么对付罪？
And he began to think of how he might tackle this problem of sin.
然后神的呼召才来到。
And so it was at that moment God's protection or providence came.
所以以赛亚书里面有一个很重要的信息，就是要悔改。
And so in the book of Isaiah, there was a very important message that was to repent and return to God.
很出名的一句话，得救在乎归回。
There's a very famous verse. It means salvation comes from returning to Him.
这归回就是回转、悔改。
And to return means to return to God and to repent.
那神才会回转向他们。
And only when we do this will God return to us also.
主耶稣出来传道，第一句话，天国近了。
The first words that Jesus preached on earth were these, the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of God is the kingdom of God.
里面的公义平安。
And within it are righteousness and peace.
甚至圣灵中的喜乐。
And within it we can enjoy the peace of the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣的信息，下面一句话，你们要悔改。
But the second message Jesus preached was that we need to repent.
所以信仰要深入。
So in order for us to have a deep spiritual life,
我们需要在神的话光照之下，圣灵的感动之下，对付我们的罪。
We need to tackle our sins under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以信仰是我们跟神的关系。
And so faith will become a real relationship between us and God.
我不是做给人看的。
And it is not something we do to please others.
如果对付我们的罪，我们跟神的体验都越来越深。
If we can truly tackle the problems of sin, we can build a real relationship with God.
所以彼得后书说，要在主的恩典上跟真理上有长进。
And so in 2 Peter it says that we need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ.
这个真理上就是对神的认识有增加。
And to grow in knowledge means to understand the word of God.
在恩典上就是对神的体验有增加。
And to grow in the grace of God means to have more spiritual experience in God.
那这个除了追求祷告之外，非常重要一点就是从悔改开始。
And besides prayer, we also need to focus on returning, repenting in order to reach the state.
因为神是恩给心灵痛悔谦卑的人。
Because God gives grace to those who are penitent in heart. 我们看
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 15.
五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这里神说他住在至高至上。
Here it tells us that God lives in the high and holy place.
再上去没有了，他最高了。
He lives in the highest place, and so above it there's no other.
他是永远长存的。
And he lives forever.
我们人像火花一现就没有了。
People are like fire or sparks.
那他的名是圣者。
For a moment we live and then we disappear, but his name is holy.
我们在他面前是污秽的。
And so in front of him we are filthy.
那他住在至高最高那至圣的所在。
And he lives in the high and holy place.
那是我们人达不到的地方。
And it is a place where people cannot reach.
但是他要与人同居。
But he will dwell with men.
那条件是什么？
And what is the required of men?
人要
requirement of men.
痛悔谦卑。
He will live with those who has a contrite and humble spirit.
所以神是圣洁的。
And so we know that God is holy.
我们拜他这一位神要从悔改开始。
And in order to worship him, we need to start with repentance.
第三。
Point number three.
他炼净选民的不洁。
And he will refine the impurities of his chosen people.
以赛亚书里面遇到很多的预言，很多的灾祸要来到。
And so in the book of Isaiah, there were many prophecies about future catastrophes.
神所要赐给人的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
But it also tells us that God has the mind to give us peace and not catastrophes.
以赛亚书里面有提到说，我们受苦，神也受苦。
It also tells us that when we suffer, God suffers with us.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
没有一个父亲看到小孩子受苦，他不会痛苦的。
There is no father who sees his child suffering and not suffer himself.
因为父亲爱孩子。
Because the father loves his child.
那如果以色列百姓受苦，神会受苦，为什么神要让他们被掳到巴比伦？
And so we know that if the people of Israel suffer, God suffer with them, why is it that God allowed them to be captured to the land of Babylon?
为了除掉他们信仰上的杂质。
Because he wanted to get rid of the impurities in their hearts.
使他们在神面前重新能够复合圆满的关系。
So that the people of Israel may once again be reconciled to God.
所以我们看到很多人，包括我们自己，经过很大的困难患难之后，每个人大部分的人都在改变。
And so we can see from around us and from ourselves that when we go through a great trial, we will find that we have changed.
这些患难本来是我们不愿意接受的。
Even though we do not wish to undergo these trials.
但是所带来的是我们的圣洁。
But the fruit of those trials is our holiness.
最后是平安。
And at the end, peace for us.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
第二个。
Point number two.
那第二点。
Point B.
神是慈爱的。
God is compassionate.
所以在他惩罚之后，第一点，他有拯救。
Under point one, it says that after his punishment, he will redeem his people.
这是神的很重要的一种本性。
And so we find that this is a very important nature of God.
他要把他的百姓再带回到耶路撒冷。
He will lead his people again back to his fold.
所以我们如果有这个神的心在我们里面。
And so if we have the heart to worship God,
我们对人的软弱那一种感觉看法会不一样。
We will have a different perspective of those who show spiritual weakness.
我们人的心处总是有一些人我们喜欢不喜欢的。
In our heart, there may be people that we like and those people that we do not like.
但是我们觉得我们不喜欢的最好它就消失了。
And we often may secretly wish that those who do not like will disappear.
但是对神来讲，他不喜欢的，他希望改变他，变成神喜欢的。
But in God's eye, for those who are not whom He does not like, He will try and change them.
所以到最后神会喜欢他们。
And so that at the end they may be pleasing to God.
第三点。
Point three.
他救赎以色列百姓回家，回到他的家园。
He saves the people of Israel and brought them home.
最后被掳的要归回。
And so that at the end, the exiles may return to their homeland.
这是神的慈爱。
And so we can see the compassion of God here.
第三点。
Point C.
神是自主的神。
The Lord is a sovereign Lord.
什么是自主的？
What is the sovereign Lord?
就是他是他自己的老板啊，讲清楚点就是这样。
It means that he is his own boss.
啊，你看我们到公司上班以后，上了一段时间呢，最好是什么？自己当老板。
And so for many people, when they work, they want to be their own boss.
啊，因为自己当老板，你就自己的主人呢。
When you're your own boss, you can control what you do or decide what you want to do.
你去上班，你上面有你的老板。
But if you work for someone else, you will have a boss ahead of in above you.
那在整个世界的存在里面呢，神最大。
And so in the whole world, the greatest of all is God.
那神是自主的。
And he is his own boss.
就是说，神要做什么就做什么。
It means that whatever he wants to do, he can do.
没有人能够命令他做什么。
And no one can tell him what to do.
他是自主的。
Because he is a sovereign Lord.
第一个，他统管以色列。
Point one, he reigns over Israel.
所以在第七章里面。
So in chapter seven.
从第一节到第七节。
From verses 1 to 7.
我们可以看到当时有两个王要来攻耶路撒冷。
We can see from here that there were two kings who wanted to attack Jerusalem.
但是神叫以赛亚告诉亚哈斯。
But God wanted Isaiah to tell Ahaz,
就是南国的王,
who is the king of the southern kingdom.
已经两个国家来攻打他了。
At that time, there were two kings who wanted to attack him.
在第四节神他说你安静不要怕。
And in verse 4, God tells him that to take heed and be quiet and do not fear.
为什么?
Why?
因为虽然这两国来攻打他，但是南国犹大，这是神在神的手里，不在这两个国的手里。
Because even though there were two mighty kingdoms attacking Judah, Judah was in the hand of God, and so they should not have fear.
这个叫神是柱子，神是主人呐、啊，所以犹大国的主人是神。
It means that God is the boss, and the boss of Judah was God.
第二个。
Point two.
亚述与巴比伦是神怒气的杖。
Assyria and Babylon were the rod of God's anger.
神曾经用亚述跟巴比伦来刑罚以色列百姓。
And God once used the kingdoms of Assyria and Babylon to punish the people of Israel.
那这个亚述跟巴比伦啊，都没有拜独一的真神。
And neither of these kingdoms worship the true God.
而且都是拜偶像的。
And both of them worship idols.
那虽然拜偶像没有拜真神。
Even though they worship idols and they did not worship God.
神也在，他们也在神的掌管之下。
They were also under the control of God.
所以他们神叫他来，他就来。
And so if God were to command them to go to a place, they would go.
神叫他失败，他就失败，虽然他有强权。
And if God were to make them fail in their conquest, then God can do that too.
所以他是神手中的一根杖。
And so they were a rod in the hands of God.
所以这样看起来，我们就知道说历史的演变，啊，用人文的观点可以推测很多不同的原因。但从属灵上来看，这是神在掌管。
And so, if we were to use a study of anthropology, for example, to study history or social changes, we can kind of theorize away. But we can also see that all societies were under the control of God's hands.
因为他是一切的主宰。
Because God is the Lord of all.
他掌管一切。
And everything is in his control.
那在四十四章里面讲古列是神的工具。
And in chapter 44,
第二十八节
，verse 28, it says that Cyrus was an instrument of God.
这个地方把名字都写出来。
And here it clearly records the name of this king.
四十五章第一节哈。
And let's also read chapter 45, verse 1.Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings.
Okay, 那是前面的四十四章二十八节。
And chapter 44, verse 28. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid.
好，这里说古列要要下令啊，是成全神的旨意，建造耶路撒冷啊。
It tells us here that Cyrus will fulfill God's plan to give the decree to rebuild Jerusalem.
神这样讲，那以后古列就这样做。
And since God gave him this prophecy, and Cyrus indeed later on did this.
所以神在掌管一个国家。
And so we can see that God has full control of even the kings of foreign nations.
那第六节，神在呼召以赛亚。
And in verse 6,
第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6.
神呼召以赛亚。
God called upon Isaiah.
所以我们在圣经里面看啊，主耶稣说啊，庄稼多，工人少，然后下面怎么办？
We know from the Bible that sometimes the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And what is the answer for that?
圣经说我们要求那个打发庄稼的主，他会拣选工人。
The Bible tells us that when this happens, we will ask the God in heaven to send out more workers.
真的是这样啊！教会做工的人少，我们一直祷告，神就感动很多人出来做工。
It is true when we notice that there's few workers in church and we pray to God, He indeed sends out workers to help.
所以有时候我们忘记了啊，这个勉励那个勉励，这个也不要做，那个也不要做啊，做得很灰心。
And sometimes we may encounter the situation where we feel very discouraged because our work has been declined by many multiple people.
我们忘记了说神是自主的神。
But we forget that God is the God who is in control.
然后我们向他祷告，就是说神动工感动好多人要做工。
Because if we can pray to him, and he will surely move many people to work for him.
所以那个时代需要，神就呼召以赛亚，以赛亚就说：“我在这里。”
And because workers were needed in this period, God called upon Isaiah, and he came out to work.
那三十八章神延长西西家的寿命。
And in chapter 28, God extended the life of God extended the life of Hezekiah.
所以我们能够活几岁呢？
So may I ask you, how many years can you live?
当然这是神决定的。
Of course, God determines that number.
不过神决定也要保养我们这个身体啊，不然神说我们要叫你这么早来，你怎么这么早来？
But even if God controls our life, we still need to take care of our own bodies because in case that when we go to the pearly gates, He actually says that you came here too early.
但是我们会活几岁，这是神命定的。
But we know that God has set the time for us.
那三十八章在讲西西家生病。
In chapter 38, it says that King Hezekiah was ill.
那他向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
那神给他十五年的寿数。
And God gave him 15 more years to live.
结果他真的多活15年。
And indeed, he lived 15 more years.
所以人要活几岁呢？神在决定。
And so we know that the length of our life is determined by God.
所以有时候我们看到一些弟兄姊妹，好像身体很薄弱，哎，他可以活到八九十岁。
And there are brothers and sisters who may be ill in their health, but they end up living for 80 or 90 years.
但是有的人看到很健康，一下就离世。
And, but there are those who look healthy, but then they live a short life.
神在决定。
So we know that God is in control of people's lives.
那神是历史的计划中的神。
And God is also the God who plans the course of history.
所以每一个历史的事件在神都有它的意义在里面。
And so all the happenings in history carry a significance in God's plan.
特别是在选民的历史里面。
Especially in the history of the chosen people.
都有神的作为，有神的美意在里面。
We can see the works of God and His beauty in His people.
所以他是自主的神，他是一切的主人。
So we know that He is the Lord of all, and He is the master of all mankind.
我们再回到第一点，神是创造的，创造万物者。
Now let's return to point one. It says that God is the Almighty Creator.
请我们看四十章，以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
这个四十章啊，在描写神的伟大。
Chapter 40 describes the greatness of God.
如果我们读一读，我们真的会发现我们人算不了什么。
And when we read this chapter closely, we will find that we are truly insignificant as people.
二十一节
，verse 21。
你们岂曾不知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？从起初，岂没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们岂没有明白吗？二十二节
，22。
神坐在地球的大圈之上，地球的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍，如幔子展开诸天，如可住的帐篷。
Verses 21 and 22. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. And so in verse 21, it asks us many questions.
这些问题真的没有圣经，我们没有答案。
And truly, if we do not have this Bible in front of us, we will have no answers to these questions.
那二十二节就答案，神坐在地球的大圈之上。
And so in verse 22, it answers us, God sits above the circle of the earth.
所以在很久很久以前，圣经已经讲地球是一个大圈了。
And from many, many, many years ago, the Bible already told us that the earth is like a circle.
那神坐在上面。
And God sits above the circle of the earth.
那这里面的人好像蝗虫。
And the inhabitants on this earth are like grasshoppers.
很小。
And we are insignificant.
那他铺张穹苍如幔子。
And God has stretched out the heavens like a curtain.
所以这个神在创造万造，创造万物。
And so we know that God has created all things.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty, Omnipotent God.
所以既然人是神造的。
So since God, since men have been created by God,
那神这么有能力,
and God is so powerful,
所以神可以做我们的依靠。
God can be our trust. God can be trusted by us.
我们看同样四十章
the same chapter 40,
二十八节,
Verse 28.
你岂不曾知道吗？岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主，创造的地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
啊，这里描写神说他是永在的神。
Here it tells us that our God is the everlasting God.
父母亲呢，都会离世的。
Our parents may leave us.
虽然他很爱我们。
Even though they love us very much.
他是创造地极的主。
And God is the creator of the ends of the earth.
父母亲生我们。
Our parents have born us.
但是他的能力智慧都有限。
But their might and wisdom are limited.
他也会有软弱。
And sometimes they have weakness also.
但是神不疲乏也不困倦。
But our God does not faint nor become weary.
所以因为神是全能的，所以我们看二十九节。
So because God is all powerful, we can read 29.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
He will give power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he will increase strength.
31节。
Verse 31.
那等候神的要重新得力。
It says that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
所以我们生活有个盼望。
So that in our lives we may have this hope.
困难是很难避免的。
It may be difficult to avoid all difficulties.
但是神会给我们智慧跟能力来面对我们人生的困难。
But God will give us the wisdom and the strength to face all difficulties in our lives.
因为他是全能的神。
Because He is the Almighty God.
他是我们的依靠。
And He is our rock.
这是拜神的可贵。
And so this is the truly precious thing about about worshiping God.
所以我们活越久越发现哦，人没有什么可以靠的。
And the longer we live, we find that there's nothing we can truly rely on.
对，有的人说啊，三十岁比学历。
Some people say that when you're 30 years old, you may be able to compare your credentials.
很注重你的学历是什么。
People may pay attention to which schools you went to.
那四十岁就比经历，看你在公司爬到哪里。
And by the age of 40, people may compare your experiences at the workplace.
到50岁比病例。
And by the age of 50, you may compare the number of illnesses you have.
因为压力太大，付出太多，50岁毛病一直跑出来，好像车子开久了。
Because you've worked under pressure for so many years, all the illnesses came out, and you're like a car with many miles on.
那忽然间我们就发现，我们人的前途根本就不在我们的控制之下。
And eventually we find that our future does not belong to, is not under our control.
那更会让我们发现我们需要一个神做依靠。
And more and more we find that we need a God to rely on.
那他既然是创造的全能者。
And so since God is the one that created all things.
所以对被造的有主权。
He has this authority over all the created ones.
我们看四十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 45.
四十五章的第九节第十节。
Chapter 45 verses 9 and 10. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, "What are you making?" Or shall your handiwork say, "He has no hands"? Woe to him who says to his father, "What are you begetting?" Or to the woman, What have you brought forth?
这里说造他的，我们人是被造的，所以不能跟造他的主争论。
Here it tells us that we as humans have been made by God, and so we should not strive with our makers.
所以我们既然被造的，那造我们的，我们就属于那个造我们的。
And since we have been made, we belong to our maker.
所以他对我们有主权。
And so he has authority over us.
那现在人的主要的危机在哪里？
And what is the crisis that is common in this society?
我们的生活有两种方式。
We often live our life by two ways.
一个就是人本，一个是神本。
We can live our life according to a center on ourselves, or we can live a godly center life.
这个神本就是神是我的主。
To have a God-centered life means to have God as our master.
我一切以神为中心。
I will do everything with God in my mind.
我要舍己顺服神。
I will sacrifice myself to submit to God.
那人本就是我是我自己的主人。
If we were to live a self-centered life, then we become our own master.
我是最后的决定者。
And I will be the ultimate decision maker of my life.
我钱要怎么花，这个是我的事情。
I will have full control over how I spend my time, my money, and how I worship God.
但是我们如果从圣经看起来，这是得罪神。
But if we were to study the Bible more deeply, we will find that living our life this way is not pleasing to God.
所以雅各书里面在讲一个生意人，他计划到一个城市做买卖。
So in the book of James, it tells us of a business person who went to a city to do bits, to make deals.
住一年，做
买卖。And so he wanted to spend a year there.
圣经说他是张狂夸口。
And the Bible says that he is mad.
我们来看哈，所以为什么说？罪不一定是指责拜偶像犯奸淫呢。
Let us turn to the book of James, and we will find that sinning does not only apply to worshiping God and committing murder or something like that.
罪包括否定神对我们的主权。
Sin also means to deny God's role as a master over our life.
把神从我们的人生中踢出去，这个就是罪。
If we were to leave God outside of our lives, it means it is also sin.
好，我们看十六节，第四章十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口，凡这样的夸口都是恶的。
It says, but now you boast in your arrogance, all such boasting is evil.
当然，我们大家知道，说张狂夸口是恶的。
We all know that boasting is evil.
但是我们不承认我们是张狂夸口。
But we sometimes do not acknowledge that we have been boasting.
讲话很谦卑啊。
Perhaps we may appear that we speak in a humble way.
但这里张狂夸口指的是什么？
What does it mean to boast in this context?
我要往哪城去？
It means that I get to decide where to go.
我要住一年。
I get to decide that I want to spend 1 year there.
我要做买卖得利。
I get to decide I want to do business there.
这个错误不是说他很聪明会做计划。
The wrong that this person did here was not that he made plans.
这个错误是在他的计划当中没有神。
It is the wrong that he did here was that he did not include God in his plans.
那事实人生是什么？
Truly, what is life?
是一片云雾。
It is like a cloud.
出现少时就不见了。
It will appear for a little time and then vanish away.
所以主愿意，我们才可以活着。
And so we ought to say, if the Lord wills, then we shall live.
主愿意，我们才可以做这个做那个。
If the Lord wills, we shall do this or do that.
那把城踢出去，这个就是张狂夸口，是恶的。
And so if we were to set God outside of the picture of our life, we become a boaster.
因为
And this is evil.
我们是被造的。
Because we have been created.
他对我们有主权。
And so he is our master. He has sovereignty over us.
所以神所要的是什么？
And so what does God require of us?
弥迦书。
In the book of Micah.
提到三点。
It has three points.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
It is to humble ourselves and to walk with God.
所以谦卑不只是别人夸奖我们的时候讲几句客套的话。
So to have true humility does not mean that we say a few words when someone praises us.
谦卑是指着我们愿意尊神为大，归荣耀给神，顺服神的旨意。
True humility means that we submit ourselves entirely to God and to acknowledge Him as the master of our life.
我们看 C 的第三。
Let's turn to point C and under point C, point 3.
神是自主的。不见与神违抗的道就是罪。
It's because God is sovereign, and if we go against God's plan, then we have sinned.
我就是说不知道神的道，违抗神的道，这就是罪。
It also means that if we do not know God's plan and we go against His plan, it is sin for us.
所以亚兰国跟以法莲北国要合攻犹大，这个是罪。
And so the kingdoms of Aram and they allied against the kingdom of Judah, and that was sin to God as well.
犹大是神的国。
Because the nation of Judah was the nation of God.
要攻神的国，这违背神的旨意，这是罪。
And so to attack the nation of God was also against God's will.
亚述也有灾祸。
And Assyria also suffer calamities.
啊，因为亚述啊加害以色列百姓过于神所允许的。
Because Assyria attacked the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, greater than what God allowed them to.
所以有时候我们对教会的弟兄姊妹要很好啊，因为他是神的儿子。
And so in the church today, we should treat our brothers and sisters well because they are the children of God.
因为对他不好，他一哭向神，神会找我们算账。
Because if we mistreat them and they cry to God, God will find us and deal with us.
因为他是属神。
Because they belong to God.
第七点啊，犹大依赖啊埃及。
And point number seven, God see, Judah rely on Egypt.
不依靠神。
And instead of relying on God.
在神看见这也是罪。
And so in the eyes of God, that was also sin.
因为神拥有一切。
Because God was in control of everything.
归向神，依靠神。
And so we need to return to God and rely on Him.
时间到了哈。
And so this ends our session here. Let's pray in silence.